This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. This past spring, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan pledged to create the post of Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide as an early warning mechanism to the Secretary General and the Security Council. The announcement came in advance of the 10th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide on April 7th. 2 days ago, Mr. Annan fulfilled his promise with the appointment of Juan Mendez to the post. Mr. Mendez has been touted by the UN as an individual uniquely suited for his job, not only for his work as a human rights advocate and lawyer, but for his personal experience as a political prisoner in Argentina during the 1970s. Juan Mendez joins us now by phone from Oxford, England. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Mendez.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for your invitation.
As I understand, this is your third day on the job, so I know you're very new to it, but maybe you could give us some sense of what this new job does entail.
Well, as you announced, it entails creating a unit within the United Nations that will provide early warning to the Secretary General and through him to the Security Council on situations that, if left unattended, can deteriorate into genocide.
How do you go about doing that? I mean, what are you tracking to be able to give early warning on this? How do you track that?
Mostly we're tracking conflict, because it is in the context of conflict, particularly ethnic and religious conflict, that the phenomenon of genocide can happen. And so in that sense, what I'm going to try to do is to remain abreast of situations, particularly those that are not yet getting the necessary attention from the international community, and so that not only we can, you know, have information on real-time violations and how they are evolving, but also that we can have some intelligent suggestions to make to the international community as to how to prevent those conflicts from deteriorating into genocide.
Are there any situations right now that you're aware of that you will be looking into, that you're already is on your radar screen?
Our preliminary conversations with UN personnel indicate that Sudan is a candidate for some attention. But obviously in Sudan, the United Nations already has a serious presence. The Secretary General has just been there. There is humanitarian assistance of and, you know, UN staff permanently based there. There's a special representative for Sudan who will be based there. There are several rapporteurs on different human rights matters that have been through there and have made reports. So I think that, however, I will have something to contribute because my sense is that the task of preventing the Darfur conflict from degenerating into genocide is by no means assured. That it'll take sustained and prolonged effort to prevent it from falling into genocide. So the challenge is really to find a job to do that is not duplicative of what the United Nations is already doing, but
well, what kind of,
that's a special voice.
What kind of intervention can you start? What kind of interventions are there to prevent a genocide that you think might be developing, going in there and preventing it from happening?
Well, there are a variety of tools and instruments that the international community has used with varying degrees of success in different parts of the world, from talks and negotiations to pressure through governments that have particular influence in one or the other actor to the conflict, to, you know, delivery of humanitarian assistance in conditions in which the recipients are protected. More than anything, I think the task is to find creative ways to afford protection to civilian populations and to those who want to remain neutral in the conflict, because it is when the conflict begins to derive into violations of the laws of war, particularly attacks on civilian population, that we come very close to the conditions in which genocide can happen.
You were saying, for instance, in the Sudan that the UN already is on the ground there. What exactly is your office doing that the UN has not done in the past in terms of these situations?
Nothing yet. The office has just been created, and I'm the first person appointed
right.
to it. So,
but what will you be doing? I mean, what?
Well, my first intent is to talk to people in the United Nations building that have direct and up-to-date information, then maybe to travel as soon as possible there, and also to consult with organizations that are doing outside of the United Nations that are doing a lot of important work on Sudan, and then with that kind of advice from a variety of sources, try to fulfill my mandate of giving Mr. Annan good advice on what the next steps should be to prevent genocide.
And is there a specific definition of genocide? I mean, because many terrible things are done, which I guess fall just short of what is termed genocide.
Well, obviously, in international law, the genocide is defined in the Genocide Convention of 1949. It is a variety of very serious violations like killings, rape, displacement of persons, reduction to slavery, when all of these things are done systematically and in a massive way and with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a community designated because of its race, religion, national origin, etc. Now, the problem is that one of the problems that we have had is that we spend time trying to define whether a situation falls into this definition or not. And I think, like the Secretary General has said, the definitions are important, but they should not prevent us from acting even ahead of when they actually fit neatly the category of genocide under the convention.
How do you think your own experience as a political prisoner will, what influence will that have, effect will that have on your ability to do this job?
Well, my experience as a defender of political prisoners first and then a political prisoner myself has more or less defined my later professional career in human rights, and I've then conducted on-site investigations in many different countries of the world. I have an ability to analyze information and to ask the right questions. I believe I think I can draw on the experience not only mine but of many of my colleagues in the human rights movement for what works and what doesn't work. And particularly, I have a sense, I think a realistic sense, of impediments there are in lack of political will or in, in indecisiveness, but also our ability, the human rights movement's ability to mobilize public opinion and to mobilize even public leaders into following their conscience and not allowing genocide to happen.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mr. Mendez.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your invitation.
Juan Mendez is the UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide. He joined us by phone from his home in England.